Where do I even begin? What a massive catch-up it's going to be for your lucky, greedy little ears. Enjoy. I could go through what happened today on the show and therefore what's happening in the catch-up, but I'm not going to waste your time because time is precious. What is time? What a great question. Is it a construct of universe? Anyway, quick, get into the catch-up. Bye.
Sean for breakfast.
Ray Charles and the Blues Brothers, Shake a Tail Feather, Don't Mind If I Do, this Friday. I love that song, I love that movie, and I love Triple M, the radio station you are listening to. And my brain was blown wide open the other day. It was a bloody mess in my kitchen, picking up brains off the floor. Someone tagged me in a post on Facebook, and the post was this. Someone made up dinosaur sounds without even hearing them. Which is 100% true. Like, if you were to say, what does a dinosaur sound like? You'd make up a noise. You'd make up some sort of roar, like a T-Rex from Jurassic Park. But no one knows what dinosaurs sound like. They could be screeches like birds. They could be low guttural sounds. No one knows. And speaking of the Jurassic Park movie, that's probably what has tainted, that's probably what has shaped how we feel, how we think dinosaurs sound. I thought I might do my own little dinosaur movie with my own version and what I think a dinosaur might actually sound like. I can't believe we've become lost in Cretaceous Park.
I know, it's so scary. Is that...
You're right, I think it
is. It's Tyrannosaurus Rex!
No! Run! He's gaining on us!
Whoa,
is that what it sounds
not
like?
Not very scary.
I thought you roared, man. You're not scary. Oh my god, he's eaten her. I tell you what, Steven Spielberg, watch out because I have just found the next big great dinosaur movie. I've also found the next great song on Triple M this morning. This is Steve Harley and the Cock and Rebel. Triple M.
Sean for breakfast.
Triple M, Esperance, and this weekend, it's a massive weekend at the Esperance Speedway. Round one looms, heaps of fun, four big races, and to talk to me about it, I have Bronte Humphreys, the president, on the line. Bronte, you must be excited.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Very excited. We're getting very close to Saturday night. It's going to be some exciting racing.
And a big race, the feature race, is the Southeast Patrolman Supermod this weekend as well.
So the Southeast Patrolman Supermod Country Round is what we have. So they're travelling division throughout the state. And we are fortunate enough to host them this weekend. And many thanks to Southeast Petroleum for their continued support. You need businesses, sponsorship support throughout the community with all sporting clubs to be able to make them successful.
And you also need drivers. And we want to touch on...
Drivers,
Yeah, a couple of local drivers. So they're sort of new on the scene. Talk to us about them.
Rightio. So I'll start with our junior division. So numbers last year for juniors were a little bit low. They have resurged slightly where we've got two new drivers... in Haley and Chris Dickerson, a brother and sister. Their father used to race about 20 years ago. And then also we get the return of three Brown brothers in Cameron, Caden and Logan. And their father also used to race.
What's the sibling rivalry going to be like, do you think? This isn't just who got the last Tim Tam in the packet. This is serious racing, right?
Well, with any sibling sport, I've raced against my brother for a long time. And as long as the older brother always wins, it's not a bad one.
Wait, hold on. I think I heard that wrong. Isn't that the youngest brother? I'm the youngest of four. I'm pretty sure it's the youngest, Bronte.
I'm the oldest, mate, so I like it when I'm in front.
It definitely adds a little bit, though, doesn't it? So they'll be neck and neck, some very competitive racing.
They'll be neck and neck. So we can move on from the juniors on to street stocks now. We've got a new driver, a rookie driver for this season in Wade Rigney. Had previously been in the burnout division. He's now stepped up, and at practice last weekend, he showed some form. He looks like he's going to be a promising driver. He's in his 20s. He's a... truck driver in town. He's got a young family as well, so his partner and his little daughter will be there to cheer him on.
Yeah, exciting. Yeah.
So then we got our production sedans. One new driver who has moved up from juniors in Blake Fletcher. You would have met him last year when he was doing all that travelling with the juniors.
Yep.
He's now in the senior division of productions. And we've got a driver who's returning after about 10 years now, Ty Tyrrell. is making his return to the racing scene. So look forward to having him there.
So what's the, why has he come back? Or just couldn't be without it? Or is there other things at play?
Couldn't resist, mate. Couldn't resist.
Once you burn rubber, you've got it in your blood, in your veins, in your nostrils.
That's it. And talking about burning rubber, we've got a local business owner in town by the name of Luke O'Shaughnessy. He's making his debut in the burnout division this season. He'll be smoking tyres, no doubt, and enjoying himself, which we all do.
I hope he's got a big stockpile of tyres, right?
Oh, definitely. Spin them until they pop, mate.
Beautiful stuff. Look, it's going to be a massive meet. I mean, I'm sure you've done an excellent job organising it, Bronte, so I'm really looking forward to it. It's this Saturday, Esperance Speedway. Gates open. Get there 4 o'clock, why not?
And then gates open from 4.
Yep.
And we plan to have the Grand Parade around 5:30, racing at 6.
It's going to be very exciting. Get down there. Absolutely. I promise you, you'll have a great night out. Bronte Humphreys, the president of the Esperance Speedway. Thanks for joining me on the program.
No worries. Thanks, Sean.
Sean for breakfast.
For breakfast.
Triple M Esperance, and tomorrow is a very special day. Down at McDonald's on the corner of William and Dempster Street, it is McHappy Day. There's a whole bunch of things happening down there. A great fundraiser for Ronald McDonald House, which helps families all across Australia. To talk to me about it, I have the CEO of Ronald McDonald House's, the CEO, Barbara Ryan. She joins me on the line. How are you, Barbara?
I'm well, Sean. How are you?
Yeah, I think I'm okay. That was all right. But Ronald McDonald Houses, I guess it's Ronald McDonald House.
We are Ronald McDonald House Charities.
Right, okay, charities. That's the little pesky word that I missed there. Before we get into Ronald McDonald House and all the great things that you guys do as a charity, talk to me about McHappy Day. What can people expect at Macca's tomorrow?
McHappy Day is a great day for the year. It's our largest annual fundraiser for Ronald McDonald House Charities, and it's always a great happy day in restaurants. So we urge the community to get down to their local Macca's and either buy a Big Mac, where $2 from every Big Mac sold comes straight to the charity. Mm. Also, we've got two new additions for Silly Socks that you can purchase, or the RMHC water. And we've also got Helping Hands there that people can purchase. So I urge people to get down there so that we can raise the much-needed funds that we need to keep supporting the families of seriously ill children.
We'll talk about where those funds will go and what they'll lead to. But talk to me a little bit about these silly socks. I'm a bit of a sock man, a sock and sandal man. How silly are they?
Oh, they're pretty silly, Sean.
On a scale of one to clown, how silly?
I think we're pretty close to clown. So one's got Big Mac icons on them, and the other one's got a heart shape with some Macca's issues in there as well.
You've got me sold. You've got me absolutely sold. I do love my socks. Now, we're just talking a bit off air about what Ronald McDonald House Charities do. I was not aware of all the different programs that they do. I think most people know about Ronald McDonald House, but let's go back into that and what they do and what great work they do for families affected by children's disease.
Thanks, Sean. Yeah, we're with the Ronald McDonald House. We've got 18 houses across the country. So every night we're providing care and support for 470 families across the country. And as we mentioned, a lot of those are coming from regional locations across Australia. But we've also got 18 family rooms, and they're locations within hospitals where families can get away from the bedside and go and make a cup of tea or a meal or have a nap or do their laundry in a real home away from home environment. Yeah. We've also got the Ronald McDonald Learning Program. So when children are back and out of that really acute medical phase and are trying to get back into school, after they've spent weeks, months, and sometimes years away from school, that's really tough for those kids. So we provide free tuition to those children so they can get back on track with their education. And the other program that we have is we call Ronald McDonald Family Retreat. And with these families, as we've said, these children can be in hospital for a long time. So the family structure can be separated physically. They've got a lot of financial stress on them, and of course the psychological stress of having a sick child. So we've got holiday houses all around the country that these families can try and regroup as a family unit and just become strong for their children and their family.
Wow. It's such a breadth of great programs. It must be so rewarding, because you basically run this charity which sees these kids through a very difficult time, but it also must be difficult seeing families going through this as well. What's it like being in the job and experiencing these stories?
Look, we're here, and I'm here to support every single family, whatever their journey is. look, it is bittersweet sometimes, but it's so rewarding. And anyone that's been into our Ronald McDonald houses will see that they're not a place of sadness, but they're a place of hope and joy. And we do a lot of things for those families while they're in our family rooms or our houses or our learning programs, just to make their life and their journey just that little bit easier.
Look, it's a massive help to all these families that are going through a trying period. And you can help Ronald McDonald House Charities by coming down to McDonald's on Saturday. That is tomorrow, of course. Buy a Big Mac. They're delicious already. And you're also helping out charity, and you're helping out the houses, the learning programs, the family retreats, and the hospital rooms as well. Barbara Ryan, the CEO of Ronald McDonald House Charities, thanks for joining me on the program.
Thanks, Sean, and happy McHappy Day.
Happiest of McHappy Days.
Listen to Short for Breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.
Triple M aspirants, and we're really kind of starting to step into summer at the moment. And do you know what is a great summer treat? Grab yourself a coffee from around town and grab yourself the Aspirants Express and have a read. Enjoy all the local issues and stories that are in that wonderful paper. To talk to me about the headlines of Jacinta Burton in studio. Jacinta, how are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. You enjoying summer? Well, spring/summer so far?
Wasn't it beautiful yesterday?
Oh, I went to the beach in the morning. It was wonderful.
Unbelievable.
All right. Talk to me about the Aspirants Community Power Group. So this is the first I've heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
New group up and coming, doing some wonderful things.
They are new, but they have been working away for quite some time. Now, an Aspirants Community Group are looking to take control of the town's power generation, proposing a community-owned renewable energy model be adopted after the current agreement ceases. With the expiration of Horizon Power's power purchase agreement approaching, the company called for expressions of interest from organisations looking to assist them to supply electricity to the town. The community power project submitted their hybrid power model, which is a proposal based on a pre-feasibility study that was done into the region's power requirements. Now, currently, most of Esperance's power is generated by gas-fired turbines, with just about 15% coming in, coming from wind. So the project proposes supplying funding to repower one of the wind farms, one of the ageing ones, and install solar panels on rooftops of residential houses and small businesses to kind of bridge the energy gap.
Yeah.
They're saying that they could be operating in optimum conditions, obviously, at 100%.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It sounds like a really positive proposal, and I'm thinking of them. I hope that this goes through. But the plan also proposes that the community retain at least 51% ownership of the project, which I think is fantastic, with the balance to be decided on by shareholder-approved external investors.
And especially in a place like Esperance, which gets sun,
wind,
you'd think it's the perfect grounding for renewable energy. Mm. And this group's taken pretty seriously. They've spoken to a lot of people.
They have done. So they've done a presentation for the Shire, as well as speaking with Alana McTiernan's office and Mr. Wyatt's office as well. Find out more about the project, you can go to their Facebook page, Esperance Community Power Project, and you can sign a petition as well to show your support.
Wow. So in 2000, I think we said off air, 2022, that contract
when,
with Horizon.
Yes, but Horizon Power have said that it could be some time before they decide on a submission, and we're not too sure what the timeline will be like at the moment.
Renewable energy, if it works, if it can work, if you can make it consistent power, then it's great. I think we should be working towards it.
Oh, most definitely.
Sean for breakfast.
For breakfast.
Let's move our attention on to the emergency services. Early this week, West Beach dramatically in flames. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So it's a good time now to realise just what a great job our fire services do. And they're looking for a bit more funding.
They are. So the Esperance Volunteer Fire and Rescue Service have appealed for financial assistance as they prepare to host the State Open Championships for the first time in more than 20
the
years.
State Open Championships?
Yes. So all of the brigades are going to be coming from across the state. You can imagine how much of a trip that's going to be for Kununurra.
Yeah.
But they're very excited. The club are going to be hosting 10 to 15 teams from across the state in March next year and expect around 250 to 300 people to attend the competition. So, I mean, that's huge for the town.
200 firemen. I don't know much about firemen, but if you're a single lady, it's a time to be in town, I'd say.
Sure sounds like it. So Coach Brian Willoughby has said that the club accepted the challenge but would need some support in order to ensure the current facility was right up to standard. So they've got all of their electric timing now. Things are very different to when we ran it some 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And so they're encouraging people to donate. Mr. Willoughby said that the upgrade alone would cost approximately $30,000. But team members have already raised $20,000 through their own fundraising efforts. But now it's time for the Esperance community and local businesses to get on board. So to make a donation, make sure you visit their Facebook page, Esperance Volunteer Fire and Rescue Service, and find out more.
State Open Championships. So are these fire-related activities? Is it carrying a hose, or is it going back to, you said, like, sort of swimming for electric timers? Is it like a running race? Is it like the Olympics? What is this?
So it's slightly old school. So they'll run with the hoses and they'll set everything up as they did back in the day. And I went to watch the juniors actually on Thursday. Awesome. If you've got a spare Thursday afternoon, these kids are unbelievable.
Oh, goodness. Goodness gracious. Next crop of firemen, they're already intimidate me. And to finish off, let's talk about lollipop people. Lollipop men, lollipop women. We're on the search for some in Esperance.
We certainly are. Now, Esperance Police have called on members of the community to consider taking on the important role of a traffic warden, with several positions vacant. Now, the position would involve working Monday to Friday for 1 hour in the morning and 1 hour in the afternoon. Oh. If you think you'd be perfect for the role, give Esperance Police a call. Contact the Traffic Warden Management Unit on 6274 8731. Find out more.
Couple hours a day. Get out in the sun.
Exactly.
You get to introduce yourself to the kiddies as well, because they love you. We had I remember when I was in primary school, our lollipop man had a sleeve, and everyone used to just, all the kids would just look at him and be like, what's that one mean? And what's this one mean? He had some serious stories, but he's a great guy.
Very cool lollipop man.
Yeah, he was probably the coolest. But you could be the coolest. Make sure you give that number a call, and make sure you get the Esperance Express today, tomorrow, the rest of next week. It's jam-packed full of great stories. Jacinta, you've written most of them, half of them.
Next week's paper, I'll be writing all of it.
Oh,
so
great. Good week for you, Jacinta. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Sean for breakfast.
Triple M Esperance, and every Friday we like to catch up with Tim Paris about the sport. Tim, how are you?
Well, thank you, Sean. Good to be here again. Good morning, listeners.
Now, we were talking just off air. We're going through a quick little rundown of what we're going to talk about, and I've seen all the sport that it's on offer. I might not leave the house this weekend. There's so much sport to choose from, Tim.
There certainly is, Sean, and it all starts in the 2020 cricket with the Australian women.
Yeah, it's in the West Indies this weekend, I believe, against India. This will be an interesting game.
Yes, their fourth and final group match. They are already 3-3, so qualified for the semi-finals already, Sean.
Yeah, so look, they've beaten New Zealand, Ireland and Pakistan. An Indian lady actually scored 100 in 2020 cricket last week, so they're going to be a bit of a challenge for our ladies.
They certainly are, and hopefully Alyssa Healy can bat really well again. She's averaging around 52 from three innings so far, Sean.
She's been an absolute star, and you know she dates Mitchell Stark as well, so imagine the kind of kids they're going to have. Super cricketers, you think, Tim?
You would think so, yes. There'll be some good genes mixed in there.
A bit like, yeah. Anyway, let's turn our attention to the men's. Definitely not faring as well as our women. They've got a 2020 against South Africa this Saturday as well.
Correct. And it's at Metricon Stadium on the Gold Coast, Sean. Yeah, so something a little bit different.
Let's hope they get more supporters to the cricket than they do to the football, because they don't get many to the Gold Coast Sun, do they?
Unfortunately not, no. This will be a very interesting game, though, just a one-off.
And let's turn our attention to the basketball. I know the Wildcats have been doing very well this year, but also our Perth Lynx have had a really great start to the season.
They certainly have. They're currently 6-1 and on top of the ladder, Sean, and they're at home to the Melbourne Boomers tonight. So hopefully 7-1 after tonight.
100%. And then the Wildcats looking to make it 5 in a row on Saturday night?
Yes, they're journeying up to Cairns to take on the Taipans. No word yet on whether Tarico White and Angus Brandt will be playing or not. They might have to pass their fitness tests before they're given the all clear.
And Damien Martin as well, still a couple of weeks away, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he won't be playing either, but we saw it last week. The role players are really stepping up, and it'll take a good effort to get past the Cairns Taipans.
Yeah, it's just
I love watching the Wildcats because they are so professional. Even through these injuries, they seem to come up with a really good performance. And four in a row, it's a great feat. I think it's a record in terms of NBL history. Anyway, we'll move along to the Perth Glory, who is another WA side who are doing really well at the beginning of their season.
They certainly are. 3 wins and 1 draw so far. And they're taking on the Central Coast Mariners on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it shows you how much a coach can do. Tony Popovich comes in, and all of a sudden they've gone from a fairly solid side to top of the table. Good luck to our Perth Glory this Sunday.
Yes, all the best. It is early days, but they've had a very good start.
Yeah, it's a long season as well, the A-League. Well, there's a lot of TV, so I recommend you grab some popcorn and get tucked in this weekend. Tim Paris, thanks so much for delivering it for us this morning.
Have a great weekend, everyone. Thank you.
Sean for breakfast.
For breakfast.
Triple M, and our favourite music son is Kaiser. He is a part of our local band, Grand Casual. I say it's ours because we own it collectively. He joins me on the line. Kaiser, how are you going?
Fantastic, Sean.
Now, we haven't heard from you for a couple of weeks, and that's mainly because you've been touring. So you've been all over the countryside. Albany, Margaret River, Perth, and Bridgetown. What have been the highlights of your tour?
Dude, yeah, it's been an absolute belter of a time. Probably the best gigs were Settlers the first time. Whamfest in Perth was amazing. And then Blues at Bridgetown just for an all-out experience. It was golden, absolutely golden.
Well, let's kick it. Let's start with the Settlers in Margaret River. Mm. That's a long set. I think you were doing quite a large set with that one. How did it all go in the end? You get it all polished and everything, all your music?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, so we had a Joe Franzone open and did a great job. And then we had a 90-minute set just for Grand Casual. And, had a great crowd up and dancing, very well received. We were super stoked with that night. It was fantastic.
And then Whamfest as well. You guys were up for the Regional Music Award. Didn't come through the chocolate, so you're close. Silver.
Yeah, no, we didn't win that. That went to Tracy Barnett, won the Regional Artist of the Year.
Oh,
fantastic musician, so super stoked for her.
She's okay. Grand Casual's better. You were robbed, mate. Should we file an official complaint?
No, we're just going to try harder and get it next year, I think is the plan.
Yeah, I reckon that'll do. I reckon that'll do just nicely, actually.
Yeah, for sure.
And then Bridgetown, so that's, I think that's one of the biggest blues festivals in Australia, and obviously getting on the card for that's pretty cool. What was just the general vibe and everything?
Yeah, very, very well received. Great crowds there, you know. I mean, your audience is, everyone that attends is there to watch music, so you get, you know, so everyone's sort of in the zone for that. And had the 3 Esperance bands over there for the weekend, Car Park Social and Alexander's Oddity, as well as us. Everyone just played so well. Such a fantastic weekend. It's just glorious in Bridgetown. Yeah.
Any music tour antics that you can share with us, or is it a little bit of what happens on tour stays on tour?
Probably the best thing would be to jump on our website and check out the little film clip that Joe Franzone put together. There's plenty of wild antics on there. We can find that on Facebook or whatever. It's pretty classic, little minute and a half.
I'm literally going to hang up the phone and go straight there.
It's pretty exciting stuff.
And then I guess, so you're back in town now. I mean, obviously probably a little bit exhausted. What now? Obviously Kaiser Presents got a few things. Let's go to that first. So this Sunday at the Cannery?
Yeah, for sure. So we got the Sunday open mic at the Cannery and also closed market happening at the same time from 1 o'clock. And we've also got the opening of the 9x5 exhibition. So yeah, Cannery from 1 p.m. on Sunday will be all action. It'll be a great afternoon.
Something for everyone. As I think I said this before off air, I'll probably do it wrong. Got a visual blessing with the 9x5s. You've got an audio delight with the open mic. And then if you like your fashion, perfect.
Absolutely brilliant, man. No, couldn't have said it better myself.
I reckon you could have given it a shot, though. and then before I let you go, what about Grand Casual? Do you guys take a little bit of a break now? Or, I mean, you've just toured, must be a bit exhausted, or is it back into some new music, or what?
Yeah, for sure. So Joe actually flew to Darwin on the Sunday of Bridgetown. He had to head up there for work, so he's swimming with crocodiles. so we'll have a few days off and then we'll get back in. Keen to write some new material and we're going to lock down some time to record as soon as we possibly can. We've got a couple of gigs in Esperance in December, which you'll find out more about as I get it up from Kaiser Presents promo side of things. Then first weekend of January, we hit the road again. We're just sort of finalising some details for a few dates away again. So, yeah, very exciting times.
I tell you what, so you've obviously gathered some momentum from this tour and you're using the momentum to build up more music and more tours. Kaiser, just take a week off. Honestly, you deserve a break, mate.
Yeah, it would be good in theory. I struggle to take the time down, I guess, but I'll get there. I'm going to go watch the new Harry Potter movie. That'll be a break for me at the Civic Centre.
What's the new Harry Potter movie? Is it another one of those magical, what is it, the dude and the magical inventions?
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. The second one of those has come out, so apart from everything else, I'm pretty excited about that.
So you're a big Harry Potter fan. What house would you be in?
I don't know. No, I'm not that much of a fan. What house do you think I'd be in?
Without insulting, I'm getting a bit of a Ravenclaw vibe from you.
Yeah, right. I'll take that.
Yeah, better than Slytherin. All right, mate. Obviously, big day this Sunday at the Cannery. Get down there. You can get to Kaiser Presents on the Facebook page for tickets or just rock up. I think it's just a couple bucks. BYO and all the rest of it. Otherwise, can't wait to see you at Grand Casuals that in a few weeks or so. Probably new music. Sounds exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much, Sean. Much appreciated, my man.
Sean for breakfast.
Great song. It's a bit of a ballad, isn't it? The Greg Keane Band and the breakup song on Triple M. You heard him at the top of the hour. He did the weather and the opener. I'm talking, of course, of Jet. He's in studio. How are you, mate?
I'm doing pretty good, Sean. I'm back.
I'm back
to give my little address, actually. I had a bit of a holiday straight after exams, and I went to the Bridgetown Blues Festival, which was pretty amazing. Some good bands there. I saw some of the Esperance crew, so Grand Casual and Alexander's Oddity. That'd be Kaiser and Steve West, frontmen respectively. But yeah, some good bands there, like the Turner Brown Band, Swamp Thing. You know, we saw a lot, obviously, and there was drinks.
There's drinks? Not for you, I hope.
Of course not. Anyway.
He winked. He winked, people. I promise you, he winked. No, of course not. He's very, very responsible.
That was good. And also, what I want to talk about is coming up tomorrow, actually, will be McHappy Day. And more specifically, what I'm doing for it is part of EACTS, the school, is basically Year 10 put together the decorations and some of the events happening on the day. So our principal was in there yesterday serving food, you know. It's going to be a sports theme, so... celebrate that a bit. We've got some sport-themed decorations and events going on down there. We've got a car wash, actually. We're doing a car wash tomorrow. I'll be down there
at McDonald's?
12:30. Yeah, at McDonald's.
You're wearing you're wearing your Speedos for the car wash?
We'll make sure I'm in something.
Is it a sexy car wash featuring Jet?
That was the initial idea. But, yeah, we'll be selling raffle tickets. We'll be doing face painting. And, of course, $2 from every Big Mac goes straight to the charity. So come and support the cause. And will there be special sauce? I guess we'll find out about that.
You'll have to get down to McDonald's on Dempster Street and William Street on the corner there to find out
17th
If there will be special sauce, mate, I'll see you there. I'll be down there. It'd be rude not to get a Big Mac. Thanks for having a chat to me this morning.
No worries.
This is Shape I'm In. Jojo Zepp and the Falcons on Triple M.
Listen to Short for Breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.
That's me done. I told you it went fast because there was a lot there. Whoa. Wow. Now, you use your time wisely this afternoon or this morning or tonight, depending on what time you're listening to this. You have yourself a wonderful little time. This is Short for Breakfast. I'll be back Monday from 5:30 a.m.
Bye.
Listen to Short for Breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.